Time was, John, and it's not that terribly long ago, where Tyrone would be relishing Dublin coming to Healy Park. Is that still the case?
No, Tom, the mood's a wee bit different this time. You're right, you know, there was always something that was to look forward to, because there's always this feeling that Tyrone were a team that could put it up to Dublin and even beat Dublin, but I don't think the feeling's like that at the minute, Tom, and Tyrone. I know by talking to people there's a few optimists obviously there, but most of the lads are concerned now that it was a disappointing result against Galway. It wasn't expected, Tom. You know, we thought, I talked to you before, that, you know, going to Dublin and getting stuffed the way we did in Croke Park last year, that, you know, we had to improve. And, you know, really, this is was our next big competitive game since that match. And, Tom, it was very, very disappointing now, to be honest with you.
Yeah. And a fairly strong team.
Tyrone had a fairly strong team on, Tom, to be fair. Our team, you mean, when I was looking at the team, I thought...
In terms of who's available, like...
Yeah, the availability's there, and you know, the players that were there, Tom, were players tried and trusted through McKenna Cups and even leagues last year, so, you know, there was no concern about a weakness in the team. On the other hand, Tom, Galway were the team that people were saying that were under strength, they had four or five injuries, and looking at it, it was a sort of a game that people thought... Well, this is a game that we were definitely going to win, but unfortunately, Tom, I just think we've probably lost an opportunity, Tom, too, in a way that, you know, with a game that Tyrone probably could have got a wee cushion on. It's always great to win your first match and have that cushion, and it's an opportunity lost, in my opinion, as well. Like,
yeah, well, everything should signal to a. Well, obviously, if last week's result hadn't happened, or if it was the first game, the expectation would be that Tyrone would really be up for this evening's game, and really would dig deep, in other words, and probably they will as well.
Oh, yeah,
given what happened last August,
the mood obviously would have been a lot different, Tom, had we have won on Sunday. The mood would have been the same as before. That, you know, looking forward to playing the All-Ireland champions coming to Omagh and stuff. And but now it's a different story now, Tom. Definitely, the defeat against Galway has made there's a lot of lads in Tyrone are thinking, you know, are we facing relegation here? Because the bottom line is, Tom, it's the All Ireland champions that's coming, and you know, I seen them against Kildare on last Saturday evening, Tom, and by all accounts they hadn't been training for you know, they've only done about 2 weeks training, and once they got into gear, Tom, it just seemed to be all systems go again for them, and they just blew Kildare out of the water. You know, when you look through the team, Tom, like defensively, they're still, you know, the likes of Cooper and Small and that young David Burnboy. You know, they're so strong in defence, Tom, but their forward line is so slick. When they get into a system, Tom, nobody can seem to stand up to them at all. Mm-hmm. So it's a worrying factor for us this evening that they're coming there. Conditions-wise, Tom, maybe today might suit Tyrone a wee bit. The fact that Dublin haven't been doing a lot of training, you know, they might get it tough on the legs today, because the conditions-wise, it's going to be tough for them to come to Omagh and on wet sod. So, I'm hoping this is the kind of things we're hoping for at the minute, Tom, that it will put them under pressure a wee bit, you know.
Yeah. Team-wise, are you expecting changes?
Well, there is changes, Tom. I just seen this morning there that the Dublin team haven't been changed, but Tone of maybe three or four changes. I know that Lee Brennan's in the forward line there. Well, McCurry got a red card last week, so he's definitely in midfield. Declan McClure's in, Richie Donnelly's in the wing half, and Callum McCarron's in at full back. I'm not sure. I don't know really what happened against Galway, whether McNamee got injured or what, but Cahill's in replacing him. So there's changes there, Tom. Change wise, I'm glad to see McClure in. I like him. I liked him last year, Tom. He's a good, strong lad in midfield. We need that against Dublin, because Dublin are very formidable at midfield as well. Richie Donnelly has been off all last year with an injury. And again, he's a good lad. He's the kind of fellow, Tom, that he's a big, strong lad. He'll attack Dublin, take the ball and attack at them. And that's what needs to be done, Tom, with Dublin these days, as we have seen in latter stages of the championship last year. The teams like Mayo, Kerry, Tom, are the only people that's getting any kind of result from Dublin. Is, you know, there's the kind of team that'll take the ball and it'll attack Dublin. But if you let Dublin get possession, handy possession, and be in control of things, Tom, we're in trouble. So these couple of additions maybe might help us. You know, the big men attacking the Dublin team might help us. I don't know. But again, as I said, as you're saying there, if we let Dublin, Tom, dictate the pace and get the kickouts, take the kickouts, and be in possession of the ball, We're in trouble, Tom. If we revert back into this defensive sort of
And obviously, a good start is key, because we saw last year the All-Ireland semi-final, the Blue thrown out of the water in the first 20 minutes.
Sorry, Tom?
Obviously, a good start is very important, because as we saw last year in the All-Ireland semi-final, like, the Blue don't thrown out of the water in the first 20 minutes.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, young Callan, he's not on tomorrow. He was the man that just went straight down through the middle. Yeah, Tom, I can guarantee, you know, Mickey will be getting these boys up for the first 10, 15 minutes. Like, we fell asleep against Galway last week as well. Comer got an early goal against us, and it was just from a throw-in, basically. You know, so we were asleep there. I'm not saying we were asleep in Dublin last year in the first 5-10 minutes, but, you know, we have to be able to close things up early, Tom. And like against Galway last week, Tom, we give them a first-minute goal. And then, you know, McCurry gets sent off, and, you know, you're on the back foot already, Tom, at that stage. So, like, there's no doubt about it. We need to be starting, you know, all guns blazing first 5 minutes of the game to be standing any chance at all, Tom, because we have known over this past 3 or 4 years that when you watch the Dublin team, they seem to get better as the game goes on. They sort of take their time to get into it, but once they get things moving, Tom, and everything gets into gear, they're amazing, especially sort of the third quarter of the game. They seem to be always in control of the game at that stage. So that's the thing about it. We need to get an early start on there and get scores on the board, Tom, really. Yeah. From a confidence point of view as well, even. Like,
can Tyrone win it?
Can Tyrone win it, Tom? Well, Tom, I'll be honest with you. I can't see us getting a result here tonight, to be honest with you. That's my honest opinion. You know, there's always a possibility, Tom. There's not many teams have beaten Dublin, Tom, over this past 5-10 years. So, you know, it's going to be a tough ask for us.